Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I have a question for you.
Shoot.
I know we got this band that's going to be joining us on stage in New Orleans at the House of Blues, Gump Fiction. They're a 90s band, right?
Yes.
So my question to you, Rob Spiewak, you know, we listen to some of their music. They sound phenomenal.
They do.
Do they ever jump out of the 90s milieu by any chance?
I was very familiar and intimate with their website, and they say their show is totally customizable. So if you have a request, I bet if we got it into them now, they are musically sound enough, they could make it happen.
Well, I might have a request, like maybe a little you know, Led Zeppelin, a little Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Sure.
Or maybe this group. Wouldn't that be a lot of fun?
I'd love it.
The Doors, L.A. Woman, Surf Show. WHFS. Hope you're having a fantastic time. Little Jim Morrison for you to enjoy a while ago. Sing it, Jim, for all of us. I'm not sure where the post is, but I'll hit it.
Yay!
Probably one of my top five.
Is there a band that has held up? Their sound is still so great.
City of Lights. And he's whacked out of his gourd, right?
Yes.
Now. Whacked out of his gourd. Still my favorite expression.
Good old man
being
expression.
Under the influence of narcotics. What?
It's a good old man expression.
Thank you.
All right, Las Puertas.
Anyway, let me make that announcement again. Joining us on stage in New Orleans, Louisiana, at the legendary House of Blues, it's Gump Fiction, the ultimate 90s experience. This amazing party and show band is a high-octane, nostalgia-fueled time machine with one totally radical destination, the 1990s. Look, we picked this band not because of the 90s, ladies and gentlemen. We picked... ladies and gentlemen? We picked this band because they're just good.
They're great.
Check them out at gumpfiction.com. For those of you that are making the pilgrimage down to the Mike O'Mara Show live in New Orleans, you will be able to enjoy them on this website, gumpfiction.com, and get ready to part hey. Now, that's one element of the show that we're very excited about.
Yes.
And we're a couple of months out from, actually a month and a half out from doing our live show in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that we were excited about was Mr. Rob Mayer, who was going to be taking the stage. And the other day, we had a little bit of consternation about Rob Mayer because Rob does Armed Forces entertainment, and he travels to the bases overseas to do shows. I could say out of the goodness of his heart, but it's a paid gig.
He gets paid.
He does.
Gets paid.
It's not charity work.
Yeah, I remember when we said to our good friend Mickey Coachella, "Would you like to be on stage?" And he jumped at the opportunity and he got out there. And we kind of think it's a good deal to come and join us on stage. Rob Mayer, apparently, according to Oscar, has been hemming and hawing.
Yes,
and can't commit to the. Well, we're a month and a half out, and I'm not dicking around over who our opening act is going to be. I wanted it to be Rob, but you know what? I'm perfectly content to have his partner Joe.
Oh no, divine.
We have to call Rob. We have to call Rob and tell him. I just want to know where the hell he is on this. What's going on?
Our favorite USO performer, Mike.
Let's call Rob Mayer right now. And from the Rob and Joe show on the More Network. And
great show.
Stand-up who does... What's that show that you do with him? What's that thing?
The Murder Mystery show.
Murder Mystery. Hi, hey, Rob Mayer.
Hello, Mike O'Mara.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys doing?
Well, I'm concerned.
Oh.
I have some issues. Yes, Oscar Santana.
This is a friendly call, Rob, to remind you that we're the hot chick.
Baby.
You're the hot chick.
Yeah. Listen, Rob, so Oscar comes to me the other day, and like a while back, I don't want to pull the curtain back because even though everybody probably, a lot of people know, I don't want people to know. So I don't want to talk about something else that we do with Rob Mayer because I don't think it would.
Oh, our card
has nothing to do with
the card game.
But I have to tell you, I've told you, Rob, that I love that. You know what I'm talking about, I hope.
Yes. Thank
and,
you.
And the thing is, so because of that, I said, you know, he's a good guy. The show's funny. You guys are always great when you come in here. And I said, you know what? It'd be great to have him on stage. Let's let Rob Mayer open us up in New Orleans. It'd
right.
be a lot of fun. And then Oscar comes to me about, 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. something like mm-hmm. that, and mentions the fact that, you know, you're not...
might have a conflict.
You have a conflict. You're not on board 100%. And I don't have a problem with that. I mean, that's fine. But then he says you're not sure. And then, you know, what are we? Your sloppy seconds?
Yeah.
Is that what it is that we're just... what's the deal? Are you doing the armed forces thing or not? That's the that all I require is... It's just a little commitment one way or the other, Rob Mayer.
I am, my country comes first, Mike.
Oh, you bastard.
I thought...
You unimaginable bastard. Don't you dare put it in, frame it that way.
I think in many ways, the More Network is your country.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
and by
true.
The way, I had no idea you were donating your time to the United States military. Are you?
Oh, no, they are.
There we are.
A lot. They are donating a lot to me.
Oh, they're donating a lot to you. So the gig, does it fall on the same weekend as when we were doing
have
our
you
live
confirmed?
Show?
There was a little gray area.
It's right, the original dates, which I found out after the New Orleans thing, was November 1 to 15, mm-hmm. which obviously would eliminate me being able to be in New Orleans, but now it appears that it's leaning towards it could be November 5th.
Could be.
Well, it also appears that I'm leaning towards hiring your partner Joe Robinson
he's angling. Yes.
Well, you know, it's just because I mean we're a month and a half out, and I like to have things buttoned up, you know. And but in the event that the two of you were able to make it together. Well, you know, I've only got a certain amount of money set aside. You'd have to kind of work that out with Joe. And that's if Joe even wants to do the gig, because I think Joe, I don't know, Oscar, where does, have you been
I think
in contact
Joe's open.
With Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, wide open.
Would Joe want
to
do, what?
When I told Joe that I had that conflict, and he said, well, I'd like to do the New Orleans thing.
Yeah.
And, by the way.
And I said, no, they don't want you.
The only reason we told Joe no is because we were mad at you for hemming and hawing. I changed my mind on that. I'd love to have Joe Robinson on stage. But you know, Oscar, help me out here.
We have to book someone. It looks like Joe's wide open, so we'll take Joe.
Per normal.
If you don't go out of town, you come too. You guys decide how you split the cash. We'll still give you a hotel room.
Well, is that possible? Can we do it that way? Can we arrange it
then you have
that
the Rob
way?
And Joe show essentially opening up the Mike O'Mara show.
Fantastic.
That would your dream
that
come
would be,
true.
I think that would be really cool for you guys.
I think I would actually prefer that of all the scenarios. That's my favorite one. So let's do that. Let's play it like that.
Not to question your motives or ambition, but what the hell's falling around in
Sorry.
The studio? Jesus. I have to ask you this. I mean, your whole thing is like you're going on these reality shows and you're trying to hook up with these sitcoms and stuff. What do you mean you prefer to split the bill? Is that the way you, why? I'm curious.
Yeah.
No, I would prefer to... be in New Orleans, you know, with Joe and I think it's a good job to promote the Rob and Joe show, meet people and you know, splitting, you know, the money to do stand up. I think that,
you know what, that's fine. So what we'll need from you, I agree. So then before I go out and get neither Rob nor Joe, I'll need a commitment that Rob and Joe will be on stage with us on November 4th.
As long as this is November 15th to 30th, it'll be Rob and Joe, and if not, it'll be just Joe, and if not, then it'll be Gary Stein.
Hey, what about if this thing doesn't work out? Could I take the stage with Joe Robinson, and it would still be Rob and Joe?
Rob with two B's. Rob, you've got a job that night.
That's true. That's
I need
true.
All of you that night, my friend.
Yes, and I will not reveal it to anyone else, but after this program, I have named my clown.
Joe can't follow you, Rob.
By the way, and that clown is not revealed until the night of the show.
Exactly, right? But you're going to like the name.
You're going to give any of the principals a little preview?
Of course, yes.
Okay.
But I let me just say this.
I just know there's certain things Rob does that, you know, everybody knows that Rob can occasionally disappoint me, but then there are other things I know that are a stone cold guarantee. I just know that I'm going to be filled with great joy.
I want you to know this
about
the clown that we'll present on the legendary stage of the House of Blues.
By the way, let me just recap.
November 4th.
For anybody that doesn't know, we are wrapping up our show. The kicker of our show will be introducing a brand new, in the spirit
of the
movie. Yeah, in the spirit of the movie It and Puddles.
Right.
Very, you know, internet phenomenon. We will be introducing a new character on stage at the House of Blues.
Exactly.
Our live show on November 4th. The show that is really being screwed up right now by Rob Mayer.
I just want to say, Mike, to turn this into something, we're going to make this lemon into lemonade.
Yeah.
Do you know how many clowns bring an air of positivity to their room?
Are you setting up your clown bit already? With that,
I just want you to know.
No,
I just want you to know. Not all clowns are positive.
Look, Puddles. We still don't have a production meeting to talk about.
We have to have a production meeting. Don't leave it. Keep it in your pants.
All right.
Keep it in your pants. We got you. That's
hilarious.
It's clown music. It's Rob Mayer, when are you going to know?
Yeah, Rob Mayer.
We're not asking you to marry us, you jerk.
But if you
when
want
are you
to
gonna know about serving your country, when the hell do you get an answer, for Christ's sake?
Well, this is Trump's America, Mike. Things don't move as smoothly as we
That's
like.
How you win Mike over. That's
Oscar,
how you get it.
It's like talking to John Wayne.
Can we just get a commitment? If we don't have Rob, we'll at least have Joe. And I shouldn't say it like that because Joe, I think, is equally funny. And in many
great
cases,
crowd work, Joe.
I don't think what you said.
Wit.
I don't think what you said diminishes him at all. We'll at least
that was,
have.
That was
Joe.
Terrible the way I said that. That was absolutely horrible the way I said. This is your fault, Mayor. This is your fault putting me in this difficult situation.
Yes.
Well, you know what? I'll be ready. Listen, I think that I have to leave it this way. Reach out to Joe, see where he stands, and we will tentatively plan on Joe subbing for you, but at the same time, we probably will just have some backup plans just in case
backup.
Everything goes off. Because I don't even know from Joe. You'll be talking to Joe in the next day or so?
Yeah. Rob, you talk to Joe and have Joe talk to me.
Done. Yeah, or as opposed to you just reaching out directly to him, of course. Yeah.
No. What are you doing? You're sitting at home watching Oprah.
What do you have to pack your duffel bag, Colonel Jerk?
Are you washing and waxing your 14-year automobile? What's going on?
All right, I will text Joe to text Rob to text. Todd Moore.
You want to CC Todd Moore on all the emails.
I have to tell you,
a lot of snark.
This call just sounds strangely familiar. We got to go. Thank you, Rob Mayer. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Rob.
Take care. That unmotivated sloth. I'm not quite sure. We can't have that energy open for us.
Oh, his stage energy is different.
It is?
It is. He does a line of cocaine before every show.
Yes, right off a hooker's ass.
That's it. Okay, you can start the show now. That's fine.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm going to go mail these T-shirts, then pick up lunch and be back.
Hey, wait, did you check into that class thing for me?
Oh, you mean the anger management class?
Yeah.
Yep. I have all the info right here. And, oh, actually, this is cool. It's the anger iceberg. See, rage and anger are just the tip. Lurking beneath the surface are feelings of sadness, fear, guilt, shame.
Great, thanks.
You know, Mark, I just gotta say, I feel pretty honored that you would trust me with something so personal.
Okay.
It's cool you see me as a friend.
Well, you're my assistant. I sent you on an errand.
An errand of friendship.
No, it was shit work. Oh, come on. My temper tantrums don't really affect you, do they?
No, I'm used to it. My mom's got anger issues, too.
I hope you understand that when I'm when I'm yelling at you, I'm really just yelling at the situation, all right? Just so happens that I'm using your name and I'm pointing at you. You understand that, right?
Yeah, I get that.
Okay,
It was like that time when you yelled at me because your car wasn't ready from the mechanic. I mean, it was not my fault.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like when I booked Kevin MacDonald, the director, and you were expecting Kevin MacDonald, the comedian, it wasn't my fault you weren't prepared.
I don't know. I think that was kind of on you. I mean, you knew there were two Kevin MacDonalds. You didn't tell me which one was coming. I think that's...
No, one's a Mac and one's a Mick. It's not my problem you're blind.
Then just mail the boxes. Can we do that now?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Fiber Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you are in the now. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We're brought to you by Draft. Fantasy football fans, you've got to try our new favorite app, Draft. I love Draft.
So
it's
cool.
Weekly fantasy football, but it ain't like the other guys. With Draft, you play real, live snake drafts with other people, just like in a season-long league. And here's how it works. The draft lasts for just a week, and there's no management, no salary caps. Just set it, forget it. You're going to have a blast. And once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Draft is even going to take care of last-minute injuries for you, so don't panic like I used to. Drafts start every couple of minutes. I didn't really panic so much as I'd find out Sunday night. And then, you started him? Oh, nah. He was hit by a tree.
And then you'd say a word like drat.
Drafts start every couple of minutes, so you can join right now. And the best part, cold hard cash. Drafts start from just a dollar, so there's a draft for everyone. It's fantastic.
Yes.
Come and join us on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes or play like I do from my computer on PlayDraft.com. The choice is yours. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit, but you got to use the promo code TMOS. That's right. Play a real money game for free just for using promo code TMOS on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to PlayDraft.com and play free with promo code TMOS. You hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound good.
Sound great.
Good. How's everybody doing?
We're great.
It's good.
Great. Woo!
What's not to like? TGIF,
it's
Mike.
It's Friday, Mike.
Woo!
You made it down from the hurricane just safe. We made it through the week. Life is good.
Yeah.
Right. Tequila. Let me see. Tequila.
I tried.
What about it?
Tequila is my new favorite drink.
Oh,
what
no.
What about it?
Violence. Violence comes with tequila. Why would that be your new favorite drink?
Got my mojo working. Got my mojo working. Got
everybody know you fight with tequila?
Well, no. The thing about tequila
I've
is that...
I bought tequila at Costco this week. I actually bought a bottle.
You show off that your Costco has hard liquor. I hate
Kirkland
that.
Kirkland Silver tequila for like $19.
Because when you want a Mexican-themed tequila, the name you turn to is Kirkland.
100% agave.
I guarantee you it's some high-end tequila made by a name that they just slapped the sticker on. That's what Costco does.
All I know is I have acquired, because my name's Mike O'Mara, and I like a good drinky poo every now and then.
Yes.
I, on my 18th birthday, drank shots of tequila when 18 was the age of majority in the state of Connecticut, and I got ill. And I never, ever, I said from that day forward, I would never go back to tequila. I'm here to tell you that I am back. And I've acquired a little taste for the margarita.
So you've simplified now. You've gone from the margarita, which is a mixed drink. Are you drinking the tequila? Are you drinking it neat?
No, I don't drink it that way yet, because it still
How
might
neat
really bug me.
Can you get?
No, well, because neat was taken in shot form when I was a kid. You know,
and neat means
what about body shots?
No body shots. That's
How about
illegal.
A body shot off of pony?
A body You'll shot off nothing. Of pony. No. I don't want to cup my lip.
Well, I was thinking you could drink like a dog out of a bowl, just use his concave chest.
That's true. You could get like a whole gallon of tequila in there.
As we used to call Mike, a handle. A pull of tequila.
This is a dumb question, but is tequila low calorie?
No.
No, it's made from agave.
I think it's probably has more calories. Yeah. It is made from agave.
Do you care about calories in drinks?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, with a margarita, the first question I had when I was putting it in the blender, I said, kind of a sugary lemonade type of concoction here. Mrs. O'Mara, is there a diet margarita mix? And she said, there is skinny margarita mix.
Yeah, skinny bitch.
Which is like diet tonic
or diet Didn't she used to do a traffic on your morning show, Skinny Margarita?
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. O'Mara. You just look at it such a good time. You just have so much fun.
By the way, that's just Fran Drescher with a Mexican accent.
Oh, yes, all right.
Hey, by the way, hearts go out to everybody that's dealing with the Mexican situation with the earthquake and also with the devastation of really the worst year for hurricanes, maybe in history.
I would think so.
And we live down here day to day as far as kind of watching the weather forecasters. And want to thank Matt DeVitt from Wink News who got back to me. You know, I wrote him a really nice note about how measured they were with their coverage. They still are. They tell you what they know what Floridians down here want to see. And the first thing you want to see is the track of the storm. You want to know where Maria went. And you know, it's very, very frustrating to just not know. And it has forever changed our attitude down here. This place, because it was over a decade since we had a major hurricane, there was complacency down here like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, I can only imagine.
You should see the television commercials down here now.
Like, what are they about? Well,
Billy Fusillo, our guy.
Yes. Right?
Oh, yeah.
He's hawking the Cadenza. Is that like the upscale Kia? Is that up from the Kia Forte or whatever?
I think the Cadenza is one size down from what I drive, the Sorento. But it's like all cars.
Well,
the
Sorento's crossover. An SUV, right?
It's a crossover.
The Cadenza is a sedan.
Yeah.
It up. You don't even know your cars. You're so sad. Cadenza is a sedan.
I'm not that sad.
We were just in a dealership buying three different Kias. I bought the Cadenza.
I bought two Kias, and I frankly didn't want to buy either of them. So maybe I sort of distanced myself from the transaction.
So you got a Soul, and then you traded that in again, right?
Well, what they did is they used black magic at the Kia dealership, and when you look at the Soul inside the dealership,
The lighting.
Yeah, well, the lighting makes it appear that it actually fits four human beings in a case of water, when in fact it does not. It's spooky black magic.
Well, why did you buy it then?
Well, Mrs. Spiewak liked it. It was to be her car. It was to be her car, and she did not care for it.
You know, I have one sound for you.
Kia.
So you actually had to, and then she got tired of it. She didn't like it. How long did you have that car?
I think it went from the dead of summer to February.
Really?
Yeah, like 5 months.
Yeah, well, it would be like 7 months.
Yeah.
So
Taking back a car in 7 months and saying, can I get some money back on this?
The amazing thing is the amount of money that the Soul appreciated in 7 months. We made a fortune.
Yeah, that's right. Because you don't depreciate when you drive it off the lot.
No.
But getting back to it, the guy down here,
the Cadenza sedan.
Mr. Huge is giving some lease special down here. He's hawking that.
Okay.
And that's kind of I looked at it, that's kind of a upper end Kia, right? The lower end cars, like your Kias, your Hyundais, they're now making them to compete with the big boys,
I don't think my car genuinely, and I've taken it over and giving the amazing piece of S-Mobile to Carrie because of her 20-second commute. and I'm driving in every morning. So I've taken over the Sorento. I think it feels like it drives like an upper end car. I am so happy with it. However, I did find out through one of Julia's friends that if you drive over a fire hydrant, that the largely aluminum frame does not hold up very well.
Oh,
really?
So if you have a Sorento, keep in mind it is
like what happened.
Like it was totaled.
Does it fill up with water?
It does not
like
fill
in a
up.
Cartoon.
Wait. So somebody drove over a speed bump and totaled
fire hydrant.
And drove over a fire hydrant.
And because of the Kia is a light car because much of the construction is done with aluminum and lighter metals. And
yeah,
that's
but wait, hold on a second. Your heavy metal. Your uranium.
Yes.
No. Your heavier car, I mean, that would, if you drove over a fire,
but
a fire
I think
hydrant,
the,
that would total any car.
But I think if it had been a heavier frame, it might have stopped instead of rip.
Oh, so it just tore through the car.
Exactly.
All right. Well, anyway, the guy down here is
Sayonara Sorento, baby.
And then today, I saw my first guy that I I saw my first guy that was hawking generators down here.
Ah,
really?
Which to me is a little distasteful.
In the parking lot of Giant. Or Kroger's?
A TV commercial where they're having this
Hello.
That I'd never seen
these
before.
These generations are huge.
They're very popular right now.
Everyone comes with a quart of gasoline.
Now, these are called, I don't even know how they work, because I actually, off-season, maybe next spring or something, I might actually think about investing in one, simply because the power issue, if we were to sit one out, it was like a cat one or a cat two, maybe. No, probably a cat one. Otherwise, I'll get the hell out of here after what I saw. These generators, they're called whole house generators.
Oh, sure.
Oh, I've seen them. They sell them up here.
Is it a battery principle that they work on? What is the, what powers, because it's not gasoline, right?
No. Some, depending on the model, you can, it's kerosene, gasoline, depending on what you get. And you
I
can
love
also get
kerosene. It sounds like 1940.
You can also get generators that have backup power, right?
But okay, those so aren't the as generator that sits outside of your house next to your heat pump that's on the ground out
there. A UPS,
there,
right?
Well, you keep gasoline in it? Is that how? Or you just...
Your model. Yeah. The electric ones are a friggin' fortune.
Well, if it's an electric generator...
That's not a good idea.
Where is it getting power?
Imagine your computer
are
backup UPS.
I don't get it.
Oh, you mean, it's like a huge battery.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
First of all, Rob doesn't need to know because he's living in a townhouse. All right? And I don't need to know because I live in a little townhouse. But if you have a home, the only reason I know is because I thought about this for my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she ever gets stuck in the snow with no heat...
Oh, I thought you were going to actually hook it up to your mom. She could live forever.
What options are there? Now, you can get, for example, she's got solar panels on her house.
Yes.
Standby home generator keeps your power on during an outage. It's installed outside your house like an AC unit.
Yes. Okay.
That's what I was saying before.
Big box.
And comes on automatically, whether you're home or away, all within seconds of a power outage. Plus, home generators run on propane or natural gas, Rubes. That's what they run on.
Okay.
They run on the Tesla Powerwall. So there's no refueling. Okay.
Oh, so you hook it up to your system. Okay. I see.
That's it.
My neighbor has one that he goes into with some sort of fuel and he pumps that thing up.
Propane gas is a fuel.
No. He goes in and I see him carry the actual gas or diesel back there.
That's not the kind that sits out next to the heat pump, but that's the kind we're looking at. And they're expensive, as you said.
I heard it was like 5K, 6K.
Oof.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like having a gas grill. But they're hawking them down here, and it's
but you
just
said
a
the word.
Odd.
It's distasteful.
Well, here's the thing. Yesterday,
you're chasing an ambulance.
I have the warped rotors on my car, and yesterday I decided that I would call the shop where they're going to replace it. The guy said, "Yeah, they're warped. They were bad. I shouldn't have put them in the first place. I'll replace them. Labor, everything. It's all covered under warranty." And I call the place, and really you hesitate because he's down in Bonita Springs, which was a little more whacked than we were, especially with floodwaters.
Yeah.
And I call, and the sweet lady answers the phone. I said, "Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara. I spoke to Brian before the storm." And she goes, "Yeah, we're not doing any work right now." I said, we don't have any power." So this was yesterday that they're going through this. So, you know, you have to be, it made me feel suddenly I'm racked with guilt because you want to say, "Yeah, my car, the brakes don't work on my car, but I'll get back to them when everything straightens out for you guys down there." Because it's really, you just take
it for
granted.
Is there a chance she was lying? Because you could have said, "You got no power. I got no car."
You don't trust anyone. You don't trust anyone.
I think she was probably telling the truth, but you could, you know, swing by the dealership. It just come on, dear?
Some of these generators cost $14,000.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
Oh, it's like
Jesus
buying a Kia Soul.
Yeah, that's it's like, but don't take it off the lot. Don't
no.
Take
Isn't
generators.
It cheaper just to flee?
Flee!
Well, you know what?
It's time
Once again,
to flee.
That, you know what? Is it or isn't it? You know, I mean, it's just how long. I don't know. I've said before, they whittle down the number of people that are out of power down here in South Florida every single day. So the answer to your question is, if I had the little guy, would I want to hang tough and go through a Cat 2 or 3 again? No, probably not. I'd want to get the hell out of here. I don't want to be in that situation. I was successful this time. I don't know what the next time's going to bring.
It's
I
a really case by know. Case
it's
basis.
Strange,
it really
it's a strange
is.
Strange feeling. It's really strange. You know,
it doesn't
you
feel know, good to flee. I know that.
I would flee
well,
in a
heartbeat.
The fact
is, November 30th is the end of the season too. Definitely.
Okay.
So, I mean, you're looking at these things, these freight trains coming off the coast of Africa, one after the other after the other, and it's a horrible feeling to look at a
sent,
tropical update on the Weather Channel.
Has someone
really.
Sent a Google reminder to the hurricanes to know that they have to stop on November 30th?
I don't know, Rob. I'm not because I'm not sure, I thank you for that.
I think it's loosey goosey. I don't know how they
you,
can.
Huh?
No, it's not all shtick.
Natural disasters are nothing to laugh about.
It's right
all the time. I'm still free. I'm free. I'm dying down here. I'm dying down.
He's
here.
Dying know, down Jeff, there. He can't get his brakes fixed.
But
for God's sake.
But at least you were successful fleeing.
I was the my early evacuation, and I didn't take any solace in the fact that people were saying smart move.
It
was genius.
Yeah,
it was weird though. It was just a weird situation, and we're still not haven't gotten our heads around. They're talking about post traumatic hurricane syndrome.
Really?
That some people have. There are a lot of people now that the dust is settled. People are getting power back on. There's a little odd behavior. Like you see things that
unless you were wiped out or you're in water and the Coast Guard had to save you.
I'm talking about the people that were there. That are probably dealing with a lot more crap than I'm dealing with. And it doesn't have to be wiped out. Mm-hmm. It can be minor stuff, but it's still there are people that toughed it out and are going through the crap down here. And
I believe
you,
that.
Yeah.
And I empathize with them, and I can understand them getting a little strange. You go out on the street here, and you're not sure that every business is going to be 100% up and running. And the weirdest thing is driving by the banks and seeing three banks yesterday. I went to an ATM. The third ATM that I got to was the only one to dispense cash, and every single one of the ATMs had an armed guard out in front of the bank location. Just little weird
damn
moments.
Weird.
Little, you just get the feeling of the whole apocalyptic situation. Mm-hmm.
Mike, I want to get to the bottom of this because I don't want to be like the guy that doesn't know how to run a house, right?
Right.
Okay.
And that's usually me.
Generators are new to me, too.
Your home, so these generators are the ones that go on a concrete slab on the side of your house. Essentially look like an AC unit, but maybe a little bigger,
okay.
Right? They get driven, again, as you said, natural gas, liquid propane, or diesel. That the fuel depends on your model.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, my question to you guys is, would you rather have a bunch of propane in your garage or diesel in case something goes out?
Well, I would say if it's a choice and it's all three, I would go with the natural gas, like having a grill wired to your system where you have the big tank buried in your yard.
Yes.
That would be my option.
And
as long as it was outside the home.
Yeah.
And if you have a natural gas line, technically that wouldn't go out.
If it stays intact, though.
Yeah, but
it's underground.
Most of them are.
Yeah, but
see, I don't know whether
power.
I can do that. I don't know whether it goes inside.
Do you have natural gas?
Thing. No, I have no natural gas or propane.
You might have to go diesel.
We don't diesel. Yeah, I'll call John Riggins. Hey, Mr. O'Meara. Hey,
I'm sorry. Mr. Riggins can't take your call. His face is in a plate of eggs.
It's going to be great, Mr. O'Meara. Yeah, I understand. You got that. Let me just play with this little diesel thing over here. Are you using propane? Is that a propane tank? Jesus Christ, look what you've done here, Mr. O'Meara. You should have put diesel in it. You should have put diesel in that.
And your name is?
My name is John Riggins the Diesel. And your name. Yeah, you don't get to the Hall of Fame. We're taking a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, friends. You're listening to the mighty AM 1630 KCJJ, and I'm here with the grand poobah of that radio station, Mr. Steve Bridges. Steve, how you doing today?
Yeah, I'm not too good. No one's paying.
Well, I understand that, Steve, but you love radio, don't you?
I hate it.
Don't you love the Mike O'Meara show?
Yeah, by the way, no one's paying.
Okay, that's Steve Bridges, and you're listening to the mighty AM 1630 KCJJ, where you can hear the Mike O'Meara show Monday through Friday at 4:30 in the afternoon.
By the way, I need some promos.
You're going to get them, Steve.
What?
Note to self, I got to call that man. Got to call that
guy.
Show.
Great
gotta
guy.
Call. When's the last time you were on with the mighty KCJJ?
Oh, it's been months. And this week...
He's alone.
Jan is out of town. She's in Germany visiting his brother Wolfgang. So he's running out of socks.
Visiting his brother?
Yeah, remember Wolfgang, the mystery brother?
The long-lost brother.
Wolfgang!
Yeah!
Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Listen up, I have a question for you. Yes, you. You.
You?
Yeah. Stop. Pay attention. Yes, the one who still hasn't purchased the TMOS bonus show.
Yes!
Listen to these guys. They got to hold them back. Hold them back. Stand back. Stand back.
God,
angry at you.
Put up your nukes.
Listen, we listened And for our new fall season, we're proud to introduce the Mike O'Mara Show Pumpkin Spice Bonus Package.
Pumpkin Spice.
It has all the laughs and thrills of the original bonus show, plus the added kick of pumpkin spice. Buy it now before we run out. Sign up for the TMOS bonus show right now. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week with a yummy flavor that screams autumn. Autumn.
Autumn.
This fall, don't suck without giving back to us. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please quit sucking, and we thank you.
Thank you.
Did I mention the fraud call that I got the
fraud
yesterday with the day before?
You didn't on there. You did not on there,
you
Mike.
Teased
I told
it
you guys off air.
Off air.
Yes. Okay, so here's the situation. Yesterday, 2 days ago, I'm driving around, coming back with the fam, and we went to it's the day I got my tequila, actually. My tequila.
Tequila.
And we're driving back and I get a call from a guy and he goes, hey, Mr. O'Mara, is this Mike O'Mara? I said, yes, it is.
Was it John Riggins?
This is a so-and-so from AT&T. And the long and short of it, I don't know how much information I should give out about this, but the fact is the guy says he's got someone on the line with him calling the phone company and pretending he's me.
Mm.
And
so they conference you guys together?
He said, I said, well, why don't you put me on with him? And the guy says, no problem. And I listen, and there's this guy. Well, Rob, you play the role of the AT&T guy. And he's asking, so what did you need, Mr. O'Mara?
Yeah, I was wondering.
And I'll be the guy. This is what the guy sounded like, okay?
Mr. O'Mara, thank you for calling AT&T. I'm wondering, how can we service you today? What are your needs?
I need no phone. No phone. I want to get the phone.
He said, well, you'll have to come into an AT&T store to do that.
No, I gave you all the information that I got.
To make a long story short, he gets the guy to give him the address. And as soon as he does that, I jump in like Regis Philbin when I was pretending to be Regis Philbin.
Uh-huh.
I jump in and go, well, that's interesting, sir. That happens to be my address because I happen to be Mike O'Mara.
Tremendously well played.
Instant disconnect.
Right.
So then, now, by mind you, I have not validated this phone call, which is an 800 number that's coming to me, and I don't know for 100% certain that what's exactly going on here. So I say to the guy, as soon as I said, well, he disconnected, sir. Listen, I recommend you set, you know, we tweak the security settings, blah, 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 blah. He goes on and on. But he's got a tone to his voice that is just a little snarky. And as I told you guys off the air, he's got that tone along the lines of the, you know, when we get a caller with an agenda. You know what I mean?
Where I know exactly what you mean.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Listen, I wanted to call. He's got that tone.
Yeah.
And by the way, I didn't trust it. He said, so I need your passcode like that. And as soon as he said that, bam, I hung up on him.
Good job.
Mike, I think this is still a scam.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Because
Let me tell you why it's not a scam. It's not a scam because I called the fraud department of AT&T and got on with a guy and validated everything that had gone on. And he had the computer screen in front of him. And then, because I'm a rube and I hadn't checked, I was in the middle of the second call when I actually called directly myself to the company. And I looked and I saw it was the exact same number that I had gotten the call.
Yeah, but they can ghost those numbers.
Yeah, they
I know
can
they
fool
can
you.
Ghost those numbers, but the fact is it was validated. And then later on, like during the fact when I was figuring all this out, I got a voicemail from the same guy who I guess indicated to me that he was aware that it had sounded a little hinky. It was the tone of the guy that indicated to me that something might be up. And then when you guys
mentioned the AT&T guy,
AT&T guy, after everything was all said and done, and I didn't even continue the conversation, I hung up the phone. I hung up the phone like right away and I was terrified. I didn't know what the hell was, you know, there's so much of this. I've had it happen. Guys on the show have had it happen. It's just, you don't know what to do. And then, weren't you saying something the other day about this does happen?
Well, I'll give you a couple examples. A thumbnail for my father, for example. My father.
Some sort of Bolivian threat when you deliver a thumbnail of your father?
He'll get a call and say that you're, and this happened to actually a couple of our friends' parents, I think a couple years ago. This past time, he got a call saying that his PC antivirus is out of date. Can you please let me log into your computer so I can upgrade it? This is a free, and they use the company's name.
Right.
Upgrade. So
I'm even nervous talking about it on the show.
No, I think it's important
but I have
for people.
To give you what, there's so yes. much of this crap going on yep. with the Equifax thing. And like, it's just constant. There are these major syndicates, the way I understand it, that are out there and
can't
this is
trust
happening them.
24/7. Right. So my father is about to get on computer, but he calls my brother before he even says anything and says, "Hey, I got a call. I got a callback number. This is the callback number." And my brother's like, "Do not give that guy remote access to your computer. That's egregious, right?" Second off, if someone's trying to steal your identity, wouldn't it be great if they had two people on there? So he's the hero, and then you give him the password, and he logs in, and then you
get. That's what I thought.
Oscar brings up the ultimate rule of grifting. The most important thing when you are cheating somebody, they have to finish the transaction and not know they've been taken. And that's why that third person is there.
And the guy may have had me, if this was a grift, which I don't think it was at the end of the day. But, you know, the important thing is information was not passed
and
along.
None of it's to be done over the phone. For example, right now there's a big to-do about giving out your social security number, right? If somebody ever asked for that over the phone, do not give it to them.
Right.
No,
and if they don't take it to do business with you, just say, "I would rather come in," or "Do you have a face-to-face?"
Yep.
But well, you have to call them.
Ultimately, with me, it was the tone of the guy. And then suddenly
you're a great bullshit detector. You know, you've done this for years.
Yes. I'm a detector when we're hanging on by a thread on the show today. I have to be honest with you. Remember that thing I told you before?
Yes.
That it hasn't done it once. It just did it then. Oh. Anyway, that's behind the scenes. I'm going to commit. No, I'm not. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be fine.
Yes.
I'm going to be
so these scams are out there.
Will
so it's important, Mike, that you and everybody listening to this program, you essentially have to be your own advocate,
yes.
regardless of what firewalls you have in place. For example, Equifax, right?
Yes.
Even after Equifax, this is yesterday in the Wall Street Journal.
When the guys quit, like the people in charge of this.
Yeah, but not even just the idea that they got breached and your information's out there in the dark web to the highest bidder.
Yeah, pony.
The idea that they were redirecting off their Twitter account to a spoof site, Equifax 2017, for people to go to. They were linking on their Twitter account. The official Twitter account for Equifax was linking to one of these red hats or black hats, guys that want to show you that your identity can be stolen. Essentially, you would go to Equifax 2017 off the link, and then you would get in there and be like, "This is not a real Equifax website. I spoofed the website just to show you how vulnerable everyone is.
How easy it is.
Yes.
And they have everything. The credit people have everything on everybody.
Yeah, but,
let me tell you where I got with this guy.
Please.
Though. It was ultimately his tone. If he'd had, believe it or not, that's how close I might have got. By the way, he was legit.
Yeah.
But if he wasn't, his tone is what alerted me. And the guy was legit, so now his tone was going the other way. No, he was more like, "Hey, Mick, how you doing? How's it?" And it's one of these kind of quiet guys.
Yeah.
So I hung up on him. When I called back to the fraud department at the company, the other guy got him. "We're going to put you on with the fraud guy." This guy gets on the line. I swear to God, he's like, "Hey, how you doing?" He's got one of these voices.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel
Billy?
Like all these guys are
Pacillo?
In Glengarry, Glenn Ross.
Yeah.
You know, it's like ABC always be closing. And I was totally freaking
Shall
out.
Shall we send the phone to your mansion? To your yacht.
Like boiler room. I'm calling it. I felt completely ill at ease.
Sure.
And at the end of the day, everybody that's gone through this, everybody that experiences this, and you're blessed if you haven't, at the end, it's just, it heightens your paranoia.
The IRS
of course.
Doesn't call you. People leave messages.
Oh, I get them. By the way, I have had an arrest warrant for me from the IRS for the better part of the year. It's constant. I don't even
You're
report
guilty
it
of
anymore.
Being funny.
In Montgomery County, my mom almost paid a $250 fine for an old parking ticket that she never received, but she was scared because there was a very aggressive voicemail, which I heard at the house.
Sure.
I went over there because she was upset. This is a year ago that said, "You have an outstanding parking ticket. If you do not pay $250 now over the phone, there will be an arrest warrant out for your name. And you will lose your
license." It's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. And by the way, on the election front, if they are proved to be true, I am hearing numbers that Vladimir, old Vlad the Impaler,
Pooty-poo.
May have had 70,000 people working for him on this particular, to reach out through the Book
An
of Faces.
An influence campaign. Yeah.
Facebook. And when you think about that, I was like going, that's where early on in the election cycle, that's all. That's where everybody was talking politics. That's where it was all happening.
And there is,
and you're
I am going to poke you.
Look,
I have also invited
the election. I don't think it's that bad to grab Poontang.
Who
know?
Wants to play Farmville?
And but you know what? You think about this, and you look. There was something the other day about that I posted that I shared about flooding.
Yes.
And how they do it in the Netherlands with these giant hundreds of millions of dollar projects that they do to prevent these certain areas, a la Houston,
yes.
New Orleans, mm-hmm. from flooding, and that we spend like four times that much reacting
I
to
saw
these
that
hurricanes.
Article. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I said, well, there's sophistication happening with bad guys too. And I think we're slowly seeing it in the United States that we may have certain systems in place that protect us, but by and large, I think we're vulnerable in a lot more areas.
Of course.
Yeah.
But, Mike, the bandwidth and the upload speed for adult sites is unparalleled.
It
like,
is.
Like, really,
that's
there's
true.
No filters.
Yeah, we're talking
you can find
high
anything you
def.
Want. If you're in a Porcelain Dolls, you get that.
That's right.
You know?
We could just maintain a connection for this show. That's all I want.
Maybe we need to change our content.
What a move to the Netherlands.
Boys, all three of you. I know I'm not an easy person to deal with today. Ladies and gentlemen, behind the scenes, let me pull the curtain back. I'm being very difficult to work with today.
No.
I know I am.
No.
I know I am. And I fought with the man I always fight with. And I'm sorry.
I think
it makes me feel bad, and I have to give a public apology to Pony, Rob, and Oscar.
I think what will make it all
better.
And
maybe the interns,
all
too.
Good.
And you know what? The people that are working the bill, the Catholics next door, everybody gets one today.
No, I think, Mike, what will make this better and increase our connectivity, if we
yes.
really want to parallel the world of porn, fly north and get handsy with Oscar.
Yeah.
Show him some relief and some respect.
Okay. Meet me in Vegas.
Man, oh, man.
You know you can touch.
Yeah. Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with something on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Yay!
Hey there, boys and girls, Woo! Ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
Woo! And on this week's episode of the show, from the Eagles, Joe Walsh.
How come we never get anybody big?
Joe's going to talk about his time in the Eagles, his success as a solo artist, and why he is supporting the veterans with a big benefit concert this week. Also, new music from Ringo Starr. Did you know the two of them are related?
I did know that.
See what we did there? TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
You know, by the way, that's a great get, by the way, the Joe
Huge
Walsh interview. Wonderful guy. I'd love to have him on our show at some point. We'd like to get him. But Rob Spiewak has been doing his little guest work.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You think we can make the announcement? Can we let people know? And do you know what the date is? What's
I
the date?
I can tell you exactly because his people actually confirmed with me yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
When's he going to be
When on? We open the show on Monday, we will be discussing author of the book Killing England, Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly will be joining us on the show. I let Rob make the announcement because we're very excited about it.
It only took 4 years to book him.
4 years to talk to Bill O'Reilly. We'll talk about the scandal, his departure from Fox News.
Your time together in college.
Our time together
That's right,
at
you
Marist
were roommates
College.
At Marist. I forgot.
And, of course, the greatest interview, the first one I did with him, but I was too nice to him. We're going to poke fun. We're going to have fun. We're going to keep it light, but we're also going to ask him the
O'Mara.
Tough questions about, like, what's going on over there? What is it, the grab-ass central over at Fox News? Come on, what's happening?
Why is it and so handsy?
Why is it so handsy? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Do you understand every aspect of refinancing? I don't. No. It's a complicated process, and with your money on the line, the last thing you want to do is jump in without a total understanding. That's why you got to call Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone's office is right here in our building. They are good guys, and they will get your refinance process moving fast and easy. They'll even advise you on whether or not refinancing is right for you. Right now, interest rates are mighty low, so now's the time to lock in a low rate. Let Cornerstone First Financial help you save money every month. They can show you the best way to free up some money for what you really need. I'm just doing
Stop it! God, you are it. Evil!
Yeah,
like the seventh circle of hell.
You could be sitting on enough money right now to clear out that high interest credit card debt, or for those home improvements you've been putting off, or free up some money to visit the bad place. I mean, like, casino.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, Cornerstone First Financial will guide you to your bet. They're not advocating people gamble.
No.
Cornerstone First Financial. That's Rob. Cornerstone First Financial will guide you to your best financial plan and get you there fast. Officially endorsed by Oscar Santana. Woo! Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial, making sure that you have the ability to explore every opportunity in the best and smartest way.
Good guys. I took a meeting with Mark yesterday, and he's just a great guy. Fun to talk to. Good to
be with. Beautiful office downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Are you refinancing?
I am not. I'm helping him with some commercial work.
Yes. Oh. Mm-hmm. Consulting.
Yay.
Everyone's getting very consulting. Yeah, hey, speaking of seeing everybody, briefly, if you don't mind, Mike, on Saturday, this coming Saturday, right? And yes. If you're listening to this.
So that'd be tomorrow.
That'd be tomorrow. Yes. Mañana. All the notice in the world for you.
Mañana.
September 23rd. It's going to be at the Paradise Cantina, 5 p.m. It's going to be the Oscar Santana's Getting Married meetup. Come and hang out. I'll see you, Jolene.
So what time are you going to be at
5
the Paradise?
5 p.m. 5 p.m.
That is a meet and greet. Ronique, Jolene, and all of our friends out in Las Vegas. You going to bring along the fam, or is it just going to be you working?
Oh, no. I only have three people with me. They're coming.
They're all coming.
Yes.
All right, so,
we meet Michael Corleone, talk to Todd about politics. Enjoy your night.
Yeah, someone go to Todd and say, what the hell is going on with you on Facebook?
Todd has been...
Ask him about the app.
Interesting. Well, the app he's done, which app? He does a million apps.
Just talking about apps in general, right? Yes. That's what I'll talk to you about.
He's doing extremely well. It's been so long since we've had him on the show. I'm kind of curious how he is. I mean,
where
is he okay?
Have all the flowers gone?
You're still tight with him, right?
Yeah, we see each other online. This is the first time I'll see him face to face in 2 months.
Really? Mm.
But to be fair, there is an intimacy of playing Overwatch for 4 hours and drinking heavily together.
Do you want to play a game?
Can we play a game?
Shannon,
let me ask you this.
Hates it because I'm yelling. Flank left, flank right. Get in the middle. He's right there. And Shannon's like, you stop yelling?
Is he still with his lady?
Yes. And they have a puppy. And that I think that's what's dragged us away. And by the way,
what
for the
kind
last
of dog?
It's a rescue.
See, that's how you do it.
Yeah,
Oscar.
That's how you do it the right way.
They have a Republican doodle.
He was in Mexico for the last 2 weeks. He just got back.
An application
like on vacation.
Retriever.
On vacation, yeah. On vacation.
So here's the thing. I'm curious because I know that his life, you're like a few months ahead of him. And you're getting engaged.
Yes.
And I know that he's got that. What's his lovely girlfriend's
Marissa.
Name?
Mm-hmm.
Marissa's a sweetheart.
Awesome.
She put a
doll.
Put together when I was up there.
Very
a great
patient like
farm.
Shannon. Yes.
Very, very patient. Yeah. Very tolerant, but very sweet and
very
always
sweet.
A pleasure to be around. And I'm curious about your situation with Todd. Is the dynamic still the same with him? Where, you know, he's one of your buds. He's one of the guys you
like touching.
Out with,
you know?
So as far as our friendship goes, our friendship's as strong as ever, but. I don't think he likes because we get to hang out and play video games.
You don't roar as often as
we don't.
You guys used to at least every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
you
rage.
Guys used to have a night out and be out there and hang out.
And half the time he's on the bone broth diet and he's losing like 15 pounds a clip.
Is he really?
He doesn't eat for like 15 days and I see him and he looks like a new man. Now he gains it all back a week later, but still.
And he's like 6 foot. 450, so he's tall and thin.
Yeah.
He's got to look
and
like
dark and lovely.
But when you go on that diet, you're dead to the world,
boy
right?
From applications right. Goes walking and
I've asked
he
before,
passes.
When you see him this weekend at your bachelor function.
We're flying out together, Mike.
You're flying out together.
Private
Please
jet.
Tell him I'd love him to
Southwest.
Via telephone or if he could ever muster the motivation.
Oh, if he could darken the city, that would be great.
To come by the studio. I used to love the segments when we'd have Todd Moore.
Mike,
they were one of my favorites.
It's funny because all he does is bitch at me after we do a show on Skype. And he's like, why does my signal sound so bad? And I'm like, you live a mile away. You could drive in here and be in the studio. I don't want to yes.
Tell him that if he's in studio, we could hear the clinking of the ice in the glass with much higher fidelity.
You know what? I would love to see him and give a plug to your meet and greet since we're doing it last minute.
The Paradise Cantina, 5 p.m. Saturday. That's tomorrow. That's going to be September 23rd. Come on, come all.
Isn't that where we met when we were out for CES?
Same place. And it's away from the strip.
I remember
it's
how that
cool
evening
joint.
Started.
Right.
I'm not real clear how it ended.
I think Todd and I ended up at the Walgreens next door or CVS or whatever it was, and we spent like $90 at CVS, and we ended up back at the Venetian with Doritos, chips, drinks. We thought we were really going to get over on the casino.
Sure.
I now pine for this this weekend.
Get on a plane.
I can't do it. I can't do it. It's just, look, I value my relationship.
My brother got a big suite.
My wife came to me and our babysitter, Carmen, who just like 2 days ago, got her power turned back on.
Nice.
And Carla said to me last night, she said, we've got Carmen for Thursday night and Saturday night. I went, yes. This morning I got up, first thing this morning, and said, actually 2 mornings ago, I got up and I said, oh, we've got Carmen for Thursday. I said, no, that's next Thursday and Saturday. And I was just, it was kind of like womp, this. I need to clear my head a little bit.
You could fly to D.C. We could go to the hockey game. I'll leave Robert at home. Ooh. I have tickets for tomorrow.
Do you have tickets?
Yes, for tomorrow night.
How much
game.
Did you pay for them?
They were free from Mr. Rice. He reached out. Such a good guy.
How does it feel to be sloppy seconds? Those tickets were originally mine, and I said, hey, I'm sorry, man. I'm going to Vegas.
Yeah, I'll take them.
You take the little guy out to the
And I think it's actually four. So
he's turning into a hockey fan, isn't he?
He loves it. He does love it. And also, you know what? While we're talking about the weekend, Saturday, happy birthday, Carrie.
Oh, wonderful.
Woo!
Slaying the dragon.
I'll think of you when I'm at the hockey game
done
during your birthday.
I cannot confirm, but I want to give our friend Ronique a wonderful plug. WeDeliverVegas.com. He gave that link to my brother. I don't know what he did with it, but I know this, that
he's worked hard on that. Ronique, we'll give you a free plug.
Yes, Ronique is going to be hanging out all week. And it's funny because my brother called me. He's like, how well do you know Ronique? I said, as well as any of our listeners. They have my cell number. And I was like, and Ronique has been kind and nice. He goes, can I invite him along the bachelor party? He said, absolutely.
Oh, I would call him a top tier listener.
Yeah. Oh, I think he will be an asset. If you're roaring, he will be an asset to you. I bet he knows everybody. He's in the club business.
Yeah, the last time I saw him, he grabbed me one hand on each side of my face and said, Rob, you are my favorite racist.
He is not shy about sharing his opinions.
I love him. I adore him.
He will share that.
Jolene, wear something sexy on Saturday.
Yes.
Anyway, it's going to be, I will be with you in spirit. I want to hear all about it. Go see him at it's a Paradise Cantina.
Paradise Cantina.
That
was only cool one joint. Of them.
We had a good time. I'm trying to think.
Little strip mall.
I know I went from there to the Hofbrau House, and when I got to the Hofbrau House, I realized I had given my shirt to somebody.
I did not join you at the Hofbrau House.
No, I don't think you
did. I believe that that night at the Paradise Cantina, I think that I perhaps was a little unmotivated on that particular.
I remember you going back early to the hotel to read.
I was. I may. Wasn't that the night? Wasn't that the day after you all arrived? Wasn't that when we did?
It was. We front loaded that appearance. I remember.
Did we?
Yes.
Seems like it was later.
And that would have been the day that you all arrived at about.
I know we were.
You arrived at about 4:30 or 5:30,
right?
In the evening. And your boy arrived at 10:30 in the morning.
I do remember that.
That's when you and Pony saw me at the slot machine with the Irish whiskey in my hand.
It was great. I was able to show Pony. I said, now see how the moss only grows on the north side of the disc jockey.
I was very
You tracked him through like a Native American tracker. And you're like, you picked up a cigarette butt. And you're like, oh, it's still warm. He's moving towards the high dollar slots.
God.
He's a big winner.
Oh my God. Mike, you're going to be proud to say a pact of no gambling this weekend.
Are you absolutely none?
I looked at my brother and I said, I don't care how drunk I get. There are bills to be paid. I was like, unless they're going in G-strings, that money's not going anywhere else.
I bet my automobile.
I might text you sometime over the weekend, lay down. Like 1 o'clock. If I'm up late, I'm going to say text down, lay down.
And I'll be.
I'm gonna bet my automobile that before Oscar leaves Nevada, he will put at least one $20 spin on a slot machine. Because the siren call of the high dollar
slot machine's. I'm talking about table gambling.
Oh, you see, the gambling is gambling.
What he does, though, and I've witnessed
siren
this,
call.
And it actually gives me a pucker
finger. It's violent.
I have
table
seen
gambling.
What he does, and I'm a degenerate gambler.
Yes.
And I walk over to Oscar, and Oscar says, I'm going to put this bet down.
I get bored, and I want to get out of there.
I know.
You know what? Very quickly.
Yeah. We have spent not much time with all three of us at one table, but I do remember one time, and it was in Reno, he put down a huge blackjack bet, maybe in excess of $200, but the chips were all disorganized. I hated it. It was like red, red, green, black, red, red, and I'm just like, you don't do it right.
I did it wrong.
But when he lost that bet, the dealer was more than happy to organize his chips for him.
Yeah, she gave me a stuffed animal. She said, good luck.
Oh, the Zany Zone.
The Zany Zone.
Go see Oscar this weekend at the Paradise Cantina, and we wish you the very, very best.
I hope he gets lucky.
Hey, so if I want to text Oscar as to when the time would be for him to lay down a bet,
I'm three hours behind.
I'll do it on Sunday morning when my kid wakes up, and Oscar will be going to bed. That'll be fun. We'll take a break. Oscar's take before he leaves on the Fabulous
Oscar's
Whirlwind
take.
Trip. We will be right back with that and more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey. Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Remember when you used to listen to the radio? I mean, you used to like to listen to the radio. You liked the songs. You liked the disc jockeys. You liked hearing stuff on the radio. Those days are gone, right? Wrong. Because Rob Radio is back. It's radio the way you remember it. And you can listen this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning on The Wave in Ocean City. And if you're not in Ocean City, you can listen on 971thewave.com or download their app. You can take Rob Radio anywhere you go. The Rob Spiewak Show and you, perfect together.
Rob Spiewak!
Hey, everybody. Welcome back.
Stop it!
Okay, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Shopping Amazon. It's the only way I'm getting through it. Shopping Amazon through our website is the hot new trend. All the cool kids are doing it. Cool babes like Lori E. Sardison. Ooh. She ordered up a gun case and an inflatable Pikachu costume.
Nice.
Huh. Zang. Lori Jones secured her numbing gel. Oh, my God. Just in time for her waxing appointment. Booyah. Joyce Woodard bought Leisure Time spa chemicals and some eye cream so she can look her best in NOLA. Who Lord share? And let's not forget our dudes.
Yeah.
Jason Wickland ordered 2 toilet seats. So guess who's pooping instead?
Nice.
Yes, shoppingamazon.com through our portal changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. Do your shopping at Amazon and please access it via TMOS or the app. Go through our website. Now go spend money and spend a lot of it, and we thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A weekly look at the news items of the day that you talk about. I don't have the opening, but I don't know where it is. These views expressed by Oscar Santana are his alone and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or any other right-thinking Americans in the United States. And now, without further ado, it's Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar?
Yes, Mike?
Don't everybody pause ever. No.
A company called Simply Beyond is selling pumpkin spice organic spray-on spice, which lets you add a dose of pumpkin to anything. Your eggs, your sushi, your fettuccine, Alfredo, go nuts. The stuff sells for $11 a bottle with free shipping at simplybeyondfoods.com, and they also have gingerbread and cinnamon spray-on flavors, too. Say what you will about pumpkin spice. You are still seeing it everywhere.
Yes.
On food items. Everywhere.
This is the thing, and gentlemen, I appreciate you guys taking the time here to really hear me out.
What's with your voice?
I've exhausted him.
Hey, man, I'm gonna, you know.
Are you done?
Go to Las Vegas.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sure.
Take off your top.
I gotta get a call from me on the weekend.
They look like natural.
I gotta get some singles.
Those are work. Do you take a debit card? Why don't you put it in the bin for me, baby?
What
I'm hammered.
What is
check that? Out that flight attendant.
Pumpkin people, listen.
I'm gonna be 60 years old.
A sturdy flight attendant.
Sturdy at 60.
Pumpkin people, yes. You're idiots.
People!
All right, you're walking around here thinking you reinvented the wheel, and for the dummies that front, look, if you want to make any type of food product, you gotta have a runway for at least a year, for the most part, unless you're making Rob's fruitcakes. He makes them a couple weeks beforehand.
Right.
But this spray. Is the epicenter of what's wrong with this country, right? You can go out of your way to get more pumpkin on anything, but we can't figure out how to get the dollars to the Red Cross victims faster.
Will you defer to me for a moment?
Figure it out.
Also, know this. Pumpkin spice is nothing more than nutmeg. Save your money.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Nutmeg. Great.
I give it back to him. Thank you for the defer. I appreciate it.
So deep. We got so many things covered then. Yeah. All right. You're listening to Oscars Day.
Oscars Day.
A designer Oscar in London named Albert Pukies.
Oh.
Well, it's spelled P-U-K-I-E-S. Albert Pukies. He created a fanny pack that looks just like a hairy belly. So when you wear it around your waist, it really looks like your sexy gut is flopping out of your shirt. It's just a prototype for now, but Albert says he's already gotten so much interest that he's probably going to do a Kickstarter to start selling them. Fanny packs that look like hairy stomachs.
Okay.
I don't know if there's a patent on a fanny pack, gentlemen, but I'm sure there's some sort of design you have to deal with. What I'm tired with is people coming up with ideas and having us pay for them. If you want to start a business, you figure out how to do it.
Here, here.
You can walk into a bank and you could go all in and say, I need $25,000 to start a business, and they'll tell you if you can or you cannot.
Right.
It's out there, baby.
Polite golf.
Work hard.
Mm-hmm. I like that one. You're listening to Oscars too.
Especially if you want to make a fanny pack that looks like a hairy belly.
Okay. That's it. I agree.
Big dummy.
You know, do it on your own and then put it in the store.
Oscars take.
Oscars take. Oscar, according to a new study, having good sex and getting good sleep make people happier than being rich. The researchers found that getting good sleep is actually the number one factor in living a good life. It's this significant. If you start sleeping more, it would have the same effect on your happiness as quadrupling your income. And being happy with your sex life is the number two factor. People with the highest well-being scores are at least twice as likely as other people to be satisfied with their sex life. Other things that you can make to make you happier than more money are job security, your close relatives being healthy, and feeling like you're connected or part of a community.
Gentlemen, while I believe that laying pipe and sleeping tight will probably make you a happier man.
Not a couplet, by the way.
There is a life hack to this.
Yes.
I know a friend named Schmosker Fantana that gets some pills from a friend that puts him to sleep like he's a toddler. Like in a second, he will go out.
I know nothing about this.
And I also know a friend named Schmosker Fantana that has a subscription to many a sites. And he seems to be pretty happy with that.
True.
So, either or work. One costs a little more money, but you got to do hand clap push-ups for the other one. Which one's easier?
It doesn't say anything about, the medical assistance with getting a good night's sleep. So, if it doesn't say anything, however, your friend who goes to the sites, that's not the same. That doesn't count as the happy sex life.
Well, if he's happy.
You can get back to work once you're done with it in 5 minutes.
You're listening to Oscars.
Oscars.
That's what he told me.
Schmosker's shake.
You got to wash your hands.
In a poll.
Please.
2000.
Gross.
Get yourself a porcelain doll. In a poll of 2000 adults, Groupon found that the average person will wait 8 dates until they take their new relationship to the whole nother level.
Mm.
When the results were split even further between men and women, Groupon found that men feel sex is okay at any point after the 5th date, although 9 times more men than women thought having sex on the 1st date is okay. Well, that's not a surprise. But women would rather wait until date 9. A lot of statistics
there. The internet, Steve Mermelstein.
He's a big third date guy.
Third date. Says, let me see. 8 dates. That seems to be the 2,000 adults. 8 dates seems to be the average.
This seems respectable if we didn't live in a world of Tinder dates. Tinder relationships end up going on back to back to back to back to back dates. So you take 8 dates in a regular, let's say, 2001 before internet dating scheme. That's 2 months. You wait 2 months before you give it up, right?
Right.
Okay.
Now in this Tinder world, you're talking about a week and a half. And it's a smash and grab job.
It's the same person, though, right? The same person.
The
they're
same
saying
person.
8 dates, but, they'll take 8 days.
But how, within eight, let's say 8 days, and I know this because I have friends that still date on Tinder, right?
Sure.
They'll meet someone, they'll go fall in love for the first week and a half, they'll ground and pound, and then they're out. That's
so
just what happens.
Do you agree with the eight dates before the actual sex happens?
Because what if you get someone on Tinder and you swipe right and you meet up and they are DTF?
Well, I think that, honestly...
DTF?
Yeah, down to f***.
God. All right. I'm so old.
God. That's old.
If that
happens, the Jersey Shore 10 years
if
ago.
That but if that happens, then that, look, that's an outlier.
LMFAO.
But an average of 8 isn't what it used to be.
OMG.
10 years ago.
LOL. So what do you say? 8? Yes, 8.
I'm
no,
saying,
eight.
Why the hell would you buy the cow if you're giving away the milk?
Okay, I understand. And finally, Oscar, a former
substitute. Hold it, what are we doing?
What? Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
A former substitute high school chemistry teacher from Michigan is accused of having sex with a teen student and sending him lurid snapshots over social media, according to local reports. Allison Brittany Moran, good Irish girl. She's 26, formerly of Stockbridge High School, where she was also a soccer coach for girls, was charged with 3 felony counts of third-degree criminal sexual conduct involving a student and a misdemeanor charge of fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct involving a student. Moran was arrested last Thursday at a motel in Decatur, Illinois.
I love that
this
town.
Can't make the towns up.
It's a great
and
city.
And was later extradited to Michigan. Ah, the Midwest. The alleged assaults took place twice in April at the Dansville home of Moran. A Michigan detective testified at a hearing that she had sent nude photos of herself to the victim, who police said is younger than 18, before the alleged incidents at her home. Of course, because of the law, no comment from the alleged victim.
Mike and guys, I don't blame her. By the way, I found her picture online. A-okay. Like, A-okay.
There's probably a kid high-fiving some of his friends, which I hate to say that, but and then, it's still horrible.
It's different for guys.
I hate to even think about it. Like my,
it is.
Like my chemistry teacher, Miss Kirkman.
Yeah.
It'd be horrible.
Or Miss Wilkes.
Yeah. I remember the misses that would walk around. You're like, oh, please, God. Make her fall
Hold
in love
let me
with
get
me.
This. I got to get that out of my head because I'm a 58-year-old man. Let me think about Mrs. Pruce. That's good. They got that out.
Look.
I understand what you did.
The only person at fault is the quote-unquote victim that spilled the beans. Like, if this
It wasn't beans that he spilled.
If this ever happens.
Right.
Like, if you it's keeping a secret. You keep this secret till you're out of school and you start dating each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you think she got caught because of the kids? Do you think that's how she got caught?
Of course.
That would
Guys
never happen
are
with
dumb.
That would never happen with Mrs. Proust. Who's coming in there?
Well, go UPS meet the man. UPS guy, please, Mr.
Tony, sign for me.
Yes.
Or sign for them.
Are you done?
Oscar's take.
Oscar's take. Ladies and gentlemen, take a break. And we will come back with the last audio vault of the week. You've been mining your little sounds. You usually like it when we got the UPS guy coming in. This is for the ages. We will come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen, in professional broadcast.
Lock that door!
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Hi. I know you don't care for me, but I'm wondering if I can change your mind. I know you think I'm a bit boorish and not as attractive as some of the other men you've dated. But because I love you so, and because I'm so needy, I was wondering if I could change your mind.
Oh.
Look at me. I'm looking at you with love in my eyes. I care for you more than other men. I have a need more than other men. So, although you're not thinking the way I'm thinking, I'm wondering on this particular Friday, if just this once, I could change your mind.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Here it is, plain and simple. Stamps.com saves you time and money, which you can use to grow your business. With Stamps.com, you can mail any letter or package just by using your computer and printer. And then the mailman picks it up. No more post office. Mail everything from postcards to envelopes to packages. Anything, domestic or international, just click, print, mail, and you are done. And unlike the post office, Stamps.com never closes. It's easy to create your Stamps account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. Convenient, easy, reliable, flexible, that is Stamps.com. They even send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage. We have used Stamps.com forever. It's easy, convenient, and saves us money. and time. Right now, you too can enjoy Stamps.com with a special offer that includes a four-week trial, plus postage at a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com. And before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com and enter TMOS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Friday. This is September 22, 2017. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
My son is so sweetly naive. Last night the phone rang and I picked it up and I put it on speaker because I was sitting at my desk. And it said, "Hi. This is Congresswoman Barbara Comstock." Ooh. And Rob, it was a recorded call. And Robert said, "Oh, Dad, she's calling."
Aww.
I said,
"No."
I said, he's so strong.
Lick the phone, son.
No, you only lick the pavement for $50. But anyway, so the Virginia congressional race, this will make you cringe. Barbara Comstock is the incumbent. She's being opposed by Dan Helmer. And he released a video that he hopes will go viral. That is a parody from a scene in Top Gun.
Mm.
And I think even the audio is enough to make your skin crawl right off your body.
"Hey, Dan, isn't that Congresswoman Comstock back there at the bar?"
"Sure is."
"Bet you can't get her to hold a town hall."
"Town hall? Do you want better than that?"
"Never hold town halls anymore with constituents."
Oh, my God.
"Planned Parenthood and Obamacare you voted against. You're trying hard not to show it, but Barbara, Barbara, you know it."
Oh no.
"You've lost that centrist feeling, 'cause you've been right-wing appealing. We've lost that loving feeling, now it's gone, gone, gone. You've got to go."
Nice work, Dan.
Thanks, Maverick.
What agency is this?
I'm Dan Helmer. I approve of town halls, bad singing, and this message.
Bad singing!
Bad singing!
Yeah!
I don't know how you gonna get elected with bad singing!
Oh, that's so sad. Mm. Perfect for Washington.
Yeah, it plays well in Absolutely. Virginia. It takes a lot to make me say something nice about the Philadelphia Eagles. But I will say this.
Giants are playing the Eagles this weekend.
Are they?
Yeah, the Eagles are going to win.
They are.
Yeah, Giants are coming second. They have a defensive end named Chris Long. He is from Charlottesville.
Yeah.
And what he has done.
Howie Long's son, by the way.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I did not make the connection.
100% positive.
He has donated his first six game checks of this season to establish scholarships in Charlottesville.
"I don't think what I'm doing is that big a deal, but hopefully if somebody sees it and says, you know, I can invest in my community, you know, investing in educational opportunities, for me, that's just something I'm very passionate about. I always wish that as a student I took school more seriously. It not only promotes somebody getting an opportunity they might not have otherwise, but brings our community together a little bit."
So here's to you, Chris Long. I think that's
Way
pretty
to go,
amazing.
Chris. Good
yeah,
job.
Howie's son.
Love
sure.
that. 4-year-olds. I see it a lot because, you know, I've got kids all around my neighborhood. I think kids are generally overbooked. They're making kids do too much stuff now. Here's a 4-year-old girl who just had too much, and she goes to her parents with a complaint.
"Are you sad?"
"No, it's just I've been doing stuff for a lot of times, and I want to chill sometimes. But there's no time to chill outside in the car."
"What have you been doing?"
"Playing this whole time, and I want some time to chill with
chill?
Nobody."
Yeah, she wants to chill. She just wants time to
just
chill.
Too much going
Who
on.
Who doesn't yeah. want time to
Everybody
chill?
Everybody wants time to chill.
I think one of the last great bits I saw Rickles do when he was alive, because he wasn't as funny after he died, is he said that he was talking to his grandson. He says, "What are your plans today?" He says, "I don't know, Grandpa. I think I'm going to relax." "Relax from what? You're 18. Get out and do something. Relax."
Relax from relax. Chateau Relaxo.
So a Tesla owner hears a peculiar noise in the bumper of his car.
Mm.
It's a cat.
"So this morning, I heard a meow in my garage. We don't have a cat. I located the meow coming from somewhere in my car, and I think it's somehow stuck in my bumper."
"We'll get it right out, Mr. Moore."
"I have no idea how to get it out. Oh, poor cat.
Sorry, little buddy. Let go.
At a dealership now.
Come on.
Look at
E.
Let go.
Oh, look at that. Hold it, Rob. We got to work together. Let's that little kitty cat. There
it's
is.
It's okay.
There he goes.
Oh, God!
Because America loves a happy ending. You know what? I had something to close with, but it ain't that strong. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody. Oscar, have a great time.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101. I might as well screw up my own show. Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening. And join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar will be at the
Paradise Cantina.
Paradise Cantina, Las Vegas, Nevada, 5 p.m. in Las Vegas. Go out and see him, and maybe y'all could give me a call. I'll say hi.
I think that'd be nice.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything. I don't have a babysitter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.